Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Scottish Suns Old Firm videocast. We've got a genuine, bona fide Celtic Old Firm legend with us, Frank McAvenny. Frank, it's been a long time since there's been a league game between the two of them at Celtic Park. What makes this game so special in your mind?
For me, it's the best game in the world, Roger. It's always has been. There's not a game. I mean, I played derbies down south, and there's just not a game that matches. And it's the supporters, it is the fans. It's the all week. It's not just the 90 minutes. It's all week. You know, people look forward to this. It's a bragging right, call it what you want. But you know, the couple of semi-finals they played, not been the same. It's a league game. Rangers are back to. In the big league, and you know, and it's been a long time coming. I don't think they're ready to go into an Old Firm game like this, because Celtic are on the up, new manager, and he's got a bit of pace. And I've just brought something to Celtic Park that's not been there for. I know, no disrespect to Ronnie, but it's not been there. It's been dead in their feet.
There's not going to be many players on either side who will have experienced this elite game between the two. It's been so long. From your own experience, players just get wrapped up in this. I mean, what are these newcomers going to experience come Saturday lunchtime at Celtic Park?
I hope it's a strong referee. I'll tell you, because my first game, we all know, lasted, 14 minutes or something. Sent off, took to court and signed a riot, all that nonsense. And it was only because of the referee. Because it was nothing. It really wasn't. Absolutely nothing. So there's going to be a few tackles come the weekend. You know, two boys spring to mind, Scott Brown and Joey Barton. You know, and you've got to be strong, because these two boys are, you know, they're fair, but they're very tough in the challenge. And the referee's got to just notice when it's a hard tackle, when it's a dirty tackle. You know, we don't want to stop the hard tackles. We don't want to stop the tackling in football. And it's, you know, and I think that's an art in itself, you know.
There's been a great build-up between the two of them. Barton started talking, yes. Scott Brown and his word bank. I mean, off the pitch, when you make Rangers players off the pitch, you know, you never get involved in any of that, did you?
No, we used to wind each other up. Oh, you used to wind each other, of course we did. You know, Mr. McCoy was one of the best, but, you know, we used to have a laugh, you know. We had a laugh on the pitch. You know, shouting bone at everyone. Everyone thinks we're shouting, you know. We're talking to each other and everyone thinks we're shouting at each other, giving each other any trouble, and, or having an argument with them. And it wasn't a case of that. It was, you know, don't get me wrong. If the ball dropped in between us, there was no love lost going for the ball, you know. And of course, he could hold his own for two strikers, we could tackle. But, you know, off the park, we were all right.
What's your favourite Old Firm memory, your favourite Old Firm goal?
My first goal against Rangers. Only, I mean, it makes it so special because of what happened to Ibrox. Like I said, off, I thought I'd let everyone down. It was only my third game, I think, for Celtic. So I thought I'd let everyone down, my family down, and, you know, and we got a draw at Ibrox, which is good. But people keep asking me what I remember. I say nothing, because I was in the changing room, couldn't even watch it. So the second game was, I've never focused, Roger, so much in one game. And it was the 2nd of January and started Centenary Year, so even special. When I scored and I turned away, it was the jungle was still there.
Yeah.
When I was old enough to go through my teens, my dad used to let me go in the jungle. And so that was great, just for that, to be there. And all the people that I stood beside for years, you know, tell me how crap I was, basically. You know, they don't get any for your love lost, love the supporters. So.
Who were your toughest Old Firm opponent when you were out there? Who worried you?
Nobody. To be honest with you, nobody. I never let that get to me. I loved the fact that I was playing against the best that England sent up. You know, Terry Butcher, Graham Roberts, even Richard Goff was a different class. It was good to come up against Souness and people like that. You know, these were boys that changed the face of Scottish football, I think. You know, and it was great for me. And you know, people say that, you know, whatever goes with Rangers back then, I just loved playing against them because I was the best, and it didn't matter to me what they were doing off the bat, right or wrong. It didn't matter to me. I just wanted to play against them. You want to, as a player, you want to play against the best. And these boys, none of them worried me, but you know, you get on edge because they are the best. They were the best. So that was good for me.
It's been a good start to the season. Scotland winning in Malta on Sunday night. Yes. We've got a couple of England games, World Cup qualifiers coming up. Celtic in the Champions League groups.
Yeah.
Does the season need 4 big Old Firm games just to really set it off?
I think it's always need them, Roger. I know people say we didn't need Rangers and Celtic don't need this, but I think Scottish football needs it. You know, I really do. And, you know, no matter what state Rangers are in or Celtic, get into this game, Celtic are hot favourites, but it doesn't matter really because, you know, there's 4 games a season, hopefully more, if you get to cup finals or whatever. The form book is at the win. I know it's an old cliche, but it does. If Celtic turn up and play the way they can, the intensity, the, you know, what they've been doing, they've been pressing high up the park, Sinclair's pace frightens the life out of people. James DeForest got a new lease of life if he leaves his head alone. And you know, it's great. Stop playing with that cliff. You know, he's got get a ball in the box, James. Anyway, and you know, and Robert's great, absolute great player. And the players that are coming in, Griff's met somebody that he can play up front with. So everything's good. You know, they've identified the defence. Brendan's identified that, bought a right back, which is great. Bought a centre half from Turi, who I rate very highly. You know, he's not got the pace of what he used to have, but you know what, he can read the game and you see him talking. And I just think this Celtic side could, you know, with Svechenko back and Simonovic, you know, whether he failed the medical or not, he's only played 14 times or something, but that could be the 3 that Celtic need going forward. And you know, and I don't know if Senderos is ready for this game at Rangers, so I don't know if he's had enough game time. It'd be interesting to see if we put him on, because Griff's on fire, and there's no way he's not going to make this one. I know he didn't make the Malta game, but this is a big one. This is a big one for me. It's a big one.
Frank, thanks very much.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.